Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.
David Sterrett is the editor-in-chief of the Quarterly Review of Film and Video, contributing writer at Cineast, film professor at the Maryland Institute College of Art, and Robin Hood Radio's very own critic. He joins us weekly. The films are... not. The films are, we're going to talk about the Academy Award nominations. Hi, David. How are you? Do you like my fake out?
Did I like what?
My fake out?
Oh, I love your fake outs. I always think your fake outs are my fake outs. Oh, excellent. Yeah, I thought it might be fun to talk about the Academy Award nominations this week because the Academy Awards are happening over this weekend on Sunday. And I always have to start with my disclaimer. I don't take the Academy Awards seriously. I think they're silly. I think it's not a good idea to turn culture, even popular culture like movies, into contests. It's better to, you know, most things are some good and some bad, and to say this one is better than that one is almost always comparing a whole bunch of oranges to a single apple and that sort of thing. So I really do think the Oscars are silly. That said, everybody always seems interested in them. And, you know, I do certainly have some feelings about what should win and what shouldn't and all of that. So what the heck? The danger is my business. So I'm gonna opine a tiny little bit about this year's Oscar nominees. So in the Black Panther listing, I mean, you know, I'm one of these traditionalists. I remember when there used to be five nominees in each of one of the categories. This is no longer the case, and we have what seems to me to be just a whole mess of movies that are vying for Best Picture. And I have to say that at least, well, several of the movies that are vying for Best Picture, I don't think should be anywhere remotely near the contention for such an honor as the Best Picture of 2018. My goodness. To begin with, we have a couple of rock and roll movies, Bohemian Rhapsody and A Star is Born. And Bohemian Rhapsody, I actually don't think is very good. And A Star is Born is, you know, it's a pretty good movie, but it's so far away from what should be Best of the Year category that it's hard to imagine. It really should not be on this list at all. But Bohemian Rhapsody should be nowhere near this list at all. Then Hollywood has been doing a pretty good job of trying to make up for its decades and decades and decades of dominance by straight white men, by including some people in the Oscar race who don't come in that category. We have the African-American-dominated movies Black Panther and Black Klansman. Now, here my feelings are a little bit different. Black Panther is just silly. Again, it should not be in the running for such an award as this. But Black Klansman, I think, was the best movie, or at least one of the two or three best movies of 2018. And I would be so thrilled if it won Best Picture. Spike Lee has not been recognized as he should have been. I mean, his movie, Do the Right Thing, a few decades ago, is simply one of the great American films from any era ever. It's a masterpiece in the fullest sense of that term. And he should have won all the awards for that. Since then, he's made some good movies. He's made some bad movies. But Black Klansman is a real return to form for him. And although I don't think it's as good as Do the Right Thing, and there might even be a couple of other Spike Lee movies that are better than Black Klansman, it's an amazing movie. It's very timely. It's brilliantly directed. And I would be thrilled if Black Klansman won Best Picture. It really deserves that honor. So that's what I'm rooting for. There's another movie, however, which is equally worthy, and that is Alfonso Cuarón's wonderful movie, Roma. These films, Black Klansman and Roma, are just at such opposite ends of the cinematic spectrum. Black Klansman is overstuffed with marvels, and it sort of jumps off the screen. And it's an exciting, a thrilling kind of a hyperactive movie, and brilliantly controlled for all of that. Roma is restrained and stately and dignified in all respects, but it is no more exciting and thrilling for all that. So I would be very, very happy if Roma were to win. That would certainly be a first for a Mexican film. And I just, that would be terrific. So for me, again, it's this apples and oranges thing. It's hard to imagine two movies more different from Black Klansman and Roma. They are, to my way of thinking, absolutely the best movies of 2018. Either one of them would be a worthy winner of Best Picture, but there's no sense in choosing between the two. They're both just terrific movies, and they both ought to win. But what can I say? There are a couple of other movies that also ought to win, probably. But anyway, for me, my preferences are that either Black Klansman or Roma would win. I have to mention right now that Green Book is an okay little movie. I know that it's sort of controversial for a lot of reasons, also having to do with its African-American orientations, which have, you know, have not been handled in ways that have pleased quite a number of critics. It's a nice little movie. I certainly hope that it does not win this big award. I have to say that there's one the favorite for me is one of the two or three most overrated movies of 2018. I think it would be a very fine winner for cinematography, but for nothing else. Again, it does not belong on the Best Picture list, in my opinion. I know I'm in a minority on that point of view. Many people admire the movie greatly. I don't. But there's one movie on the list of Best Picture nominees which is so bad that it shouldn't be up for any award of any kind ever, 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 and that is Vice. I cannot imagine that Vice got all these Oscar nominations. And it's just a bad movie. And so anyway, do I make myself clear?
No. Tell us what you really think.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to mince words anymore. Vice is a bad movie. So anyway, just once more, my preference would be for both Black Klansman and Roma to win. Between the two, either one would be great. But I certainly, Spike Lee is way overdue for this sort of major award. So I really hope he wins Best Picture for Black Klansman. Now, if Spike doesn't win Best Picture for Black Klansman, then I hope he wins Best Director for Black Klansman, because he's also nominated in that category. And if Alfonso Cuarón does not win Best Picture for Roma, then he should win Best Director for Roma, because he's nominated in that category. So again, Spike Lee and or Alfonso Cuarón should win Best Picture, and the one that doesn't win Best Picture, it would make perfect sense for the winner of Best Picture to also get Best Director. I mean, that's simply logic, even though it doesn't always work out that way. But I say that just to be fair, whichever one doesn't win Best Picture should then win Best Director. Yorgos Lanthimos does not deserve Best Director for The Favorite. Pavel Pavlikovsky made the wonderful movie Cold War, which should be nominated for Best Picture. But that's a wonderfully directed movie also. But again, I don't think it's as distinguished in that category as either Black Klansman or Roma. So I still go with those for the winner there. And once again, Adam McKay, the maker of The Wretched Vice, has been nominated for Best Director. So it goes without saying, I think, that Adam McKay should not win Best Director for Vice, because it's really not a very good movie. Now, this is another thing, another problem with the Academy Awards, is that we have some of these nominees duplicated in the category of Best Foreign Language Film. So we have Roma there and Cold War there. So, okay, if Roma does not win Best Picture or Best Director, then it definitely, I mean, there's simply no question that it should win Best Foreign Language Film if it doesn't win Best Picture, because it simply is the best foreign language film. But if it wins Best Picture, then it would obviously be very duplicative to also give it Best Foreign Language Film, so then Cold War should get Best Foreign Language Film. But interestingly, in the category of Best Foreign Language Film, we do have a number of really excellent contenders, so that's a nice change from these other categories where we have Vice cluttering up things and so forth. So for Best Foreign Language Film, looking beyond Cold War and Roma, and again, if Roma doesn't win Best Picture, it certainly should win Best Director and Best Foreign Language Film. But it's my favorite there. But Cold War would also be an excellent winner for Best Foreign Language Film. Capernaum, the very, very fine Lebanese movie, would be a superb choice also for Foreign Language Film. And Shoplifters, the wonderful Japanese film, would be simply excellent for Best Foreign Language Film. So we have four contenders, any one of which really could win and make me perfectly happy. happy. Also, we have Never Look Away, which I regard as one of the other most overrated movies of 2018. So I really don't think that Never Look Away should win. It has, you know, the occasional little merit here and there, but it's really not, just not that good a movie at all. Now, when I look at what some of the odds makers are suggesting are actually going to win in these various categories, it does appear that there's quite a lot of consensus that Roma is a very good, very, very strong contender for Best Picture, with Black Klansman being much less good a contender for that category, much less likely to win. So again, I'd be perfectly happy if Roma wins. I really want Spike Lee to win Best Picture, or at the very least then Best Director. But it looks like Roma is kind of being favored to win Best Picture, and I think that's probably right. I wouldn't be at all surprised if Roma did win for Best Picture, and again, that would be fine with me. Interestingly, Green Book and The Favorite are also very highly rated for winners of Best Picture. So you know, that could be. Now we're talking about what probably will win, not what should win. It could well be. Apparently, there are not a whole lot of people who are really expecting Vice to win, which is a good thing, or Bohemian Rhapsody. And Bohemian Rhapsody has also been snarled up in the personal woes of its director, which are probably going to reduce its chances for winning major awards as well. In terms of Best Director, again, there is really a lot of feeling that, there's a lot of feeling that Pavel Pavlikovsky could win for Cold War, a lot less feeling apparently that, for example, that Adam McKay is going to win for Vice. I certainly hope that's true. It's kind of interesting that Roma has an enormous number of nominations, which I think is very just, and The Favorite also has a whole lot of nominations, which I think is less just. And apparently some of the odds makers are now feeling that Roma, which again has a whole lot of nominations, 10, is actually predicted to win a number of them. A lot of the odds makers are saying it'll win Best Picture, Best Director, Best Cinematography. And Roma has astonishingly brilliant cinematography, which was done by the director himself, Alfonso Cuarón, which is unusual. And it could also win Best Foreign Language Film, again, although it would be very redundant for it to win Best Picture and Best Foreign Language Film. The Favorite, though, there are people who are saying that it is maybe going to take home original screenplay and not much else. So again, we get into this crazy situation of choosing between such different kinds of film. The Favorite has eye-dazzling cinematography, and Roma has a very restrained and stately cinematography, which is no less superb, and actually is, I think, all much more ingenious than the very eye-popping cinematography of The Favorite. So it's impossible to really put those two on an even scale. They're just so different from each other. But certainly, I would vote for the very stately cinematography of Roma over the very eye-popping cinematography of The Favorite, even though that is impressive. Again, Vice earned apparently 8 Academy Award nominations, so did A Star Is Born, and they are not being predicted to win a whole lot of actual awards, and the same kind of thing holds for Black Panther, which has 7 nominations, and apparently it's not expected to win a whole lot. Anyway, there's other categories, of course, but it all gets too unwieldy to deal with in a fairly brief encapsulation. So let me encapsulate some of my encapsulation by just saying again, I think one of the reasons why the Oscars are silly is that we have really superb films competing against each other, and yet they are so different from each other that it's just impossible to really measure them. You can't really say that Black Klansman is better than Roma or Roma is better than Black Klansman. It's like comparing two world-class anythings against each other. It's just silly to say one is better than the other. Likewise, it is preposterous to say that movies as bad as Vice or as pretty bad as Bohemian Rhapsody should be competing for Best Picture of 2018. And if one of those were to win, well, it would just be the end of civilization as we know it. There's other movies that are kind of in the middle, in between. I don't think they actually stand much of a chance. So again, I'm just really, in all the major categories, I'm going to go with my sentimental favorite. I think Spike Lee deserves to win in every category in which he is nominated. I think that Black Klansman than deserves to win in every category in which it is nominated. And I'm just going to stick with him as my total favorite. And one final note on Best Animated Feature. Isle of Dogs by Wes Anderson is a very nice, interesting little animation. The other movies are just sort of big nothings. I don't think that they're really very good at all. But there was this wonderful Japanese animation from the past year by Mamoru Hosoda called Mirai, and I think it would be wonderful if it won Best Animated Feature. I expect it's going to be more one of the big Hollywood-type animations, like Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is okay, or Ralph Breaks the Internet, which is okay, or Incredibles 2, which is okay, but I'm going to vote the Japanese ticket on that. Mirai, it was really the best animation of 2018. So those are my Oscar favorites, those are my Oscar picks, those are my sort of semi-Oscar predictions, and we'll all see how it comes out on Sunday, Jill.
Thank you very much, David Sterrett. Films in Focus, the Academy Award nominations and predictions.